This is an audio recording of the PowerPoint presentation for the Disabled Children, Young People's Rights and Participation module that has been developed and presented by the Commonwealth Disabled Children and Youth Disability Network, known as CCYDN, and Include Me Too. This audio PowerPoint presentation is also accompanied by a video with the presenters, Jonathan Andrews, co-chair of CCYDN, Parmi Deenza, the founder and executive director of Include Me Too and co-chair of CCYDN, Heidi Lee Paglia from the Women with Disabilities Australia and also an executive committee member of CCYDN, and Joseph Migala from Siv Yawata in Tanzania, who's also an executive committee member of CCYDN. This module is also accompanied by a course book. The Commonwealth Children and Youth Disability Network provides a platform for disabled children and young people to connect, share learning, develop skills and knowledge to advocate and influence on disability rights and inclusion, to ensure the implementation of the Convention on the Rights of the Child and the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities at a national, regional and global levels. CCYDN is a strong voice and platform for disabled children and young people, strengthening their voices, increasing their representation and recognition in their roles as key agents, change makers for positive change in achieving disability rights, equity and better future, and inclusive futures for all. Overview of Module 8, Disabled Children and People's Rights and Participation. It is broken down over six areas. 1. Human Rights Framework, supporting and protecting the human rights of disabled children and young people. 2. The impact of stigma, taboos and discrimination on disabled children and young people's rights and interventions. 3. The Global Disability Children and Young People's Charter. 4. The Sustainable Development Goals 2030 Agenda and the role of disabled children and young people to achieve this. 5. COVID-19, disabled children and young people advocate for the protection of their rights. 6. The role of disabled children and people in the human rights and disability movements. Human Rights Framework, supporting and protecting the human rights of disabled children and young people who are still left behind. An estimation of between 180 and 220 million youth with disabilities worldwide, and an estimation that there are 93 million children with disabilities, of which nearly 80% live in developing countries, already one of the most disadvantaged groups. Children with disabilities are one of the most marginalised and excluded groups in society, facing daily discrimination in the form of negative attitudes, lack of adequate policies and legislation. They're effectively barred from realising their rights to healthcare, education and even survival. They're often denied access to cultural or leisure activities or information and support about reproductive health, sexuality and other areas that are vital for a child's seamless integration into society and his or her growth and development into adulthood. This quote is taken from a report from UNICEF 2018. The language that is used during this PowerPoint presentation audio is both social model, where it's disabled children and young people are referred to, and also the reference of children or young people with disabilities, which is quotations from various sources that are highlighted in the course book accompanying this module, and also where international language is being used. So the next slide talks about some examples of the importance of the human rights framework that's needed, as children with disabilities are disproportionately likely to live in poverty. Children with disabilities are disproportionately vulnerable to both physical and sexual abuse. Mortality for children with disabilities may be as high as 80% in countries where under 5 mortality has decreased to below 20%. Children with disabilities are almost 4 times more likely to experience violence than non-disabled children. Parents and medical professionals who murder children with disabilities often receive reduced sentences and use mercy killings defences. This reflects the belief that the lives of children with disabilities are not of equal value to other children. And at least 90% of children with disabilities across the developing world have no access to education. And the violations of the rights are often severe worldwide. Up to 68% of girls and 30% of boys with intellectual or development disabilities will be sexually abused before their 18th birthday. The 7 bullet points are also referenced in the course book accompanying this module. The next slide looks at the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child, known as UNCRC. It has 4 main principles known as general principles. 1, non-discrimination. All children are equal and have the same rights. This is part of the Convention on the Rights of the Child, Article 2. Number 2, the best interest of the child. Every child has a right to have this basic needs fulfilled. The Convention of the Rights of the Child, Article 3. Number 3, right to life, survival and development, to ensure every child survives and develops to reach their full potential. This is Article 6 of the Convention on the Rights of the Child. And number 4, right to be heard. Every child has a right to express their views, feelings and wishes in all matters affecting them. This is the Convention on the Rights of the Child, Article 12. Article 23 of the Convention on the Rights of the Child is very particular for disabled children, as it articulates to ensure disabled children enjoy a full and decent life, which includes participation in the community. Disabled children have effective access and receive education, training, healthcare services, rehabilitation services, preparation for employment and recreation opportunities, ensuring the fullest possible social integration and individual development of disabled children, including their cultural and spiritual development. The United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities has specific provisions also for disabled children, particularly in Article 7. Under the heading of Children with Disabilities, it advocates dedicated to children with disabilities, introducing obligations to ensure the enjoyment of all human rights and fundamental freedoms on an equal basis with other children, and to ensure that the best interests of children with disabilities is a primary consideration, to ensure that children with disabilities have the right to express their views on all matters affecting them on an equal basis with other children, and to be provided with disability appropriate assistance to realise that right. The CRPD specific provision for disabled children further is articulated in the following articles. Article 3, be respected for the evolving capacities of children with disabilities and the right to preserve their identities. Article 4, children with disabilities must be consulted, involved with governments, are developing and implementing legislation and policies that concern them. Article 13, access to justice. Article 16, freedom from exploitation, violence and abuse. Article 18, Liberty of Movement and Nationality. Article 23, Respect for the Home and Family. Article 24, Right to Education. And Article 30, Participation in Cultural Life, Recreation, Leisure and Sport. The next part of the PowerPoint presentation focused on the impact of stigma, taboos, and discrimination on disabled children and young people's rights and safety. Quote, behind the statistics and the denial of many of the rights of disabled children throughout the world lay attitudes which viewed the life of a disabled child as being of less worth, less importance, and less potential than that of an able-bodied child. Those attitudes must be challenged. There are many factors which contribute to disability stigma. And here's a few examples. Lack of understanding and awareness regarding the causes of disabilities and the resulting characteristics is a key factor in the stigma experienced by people with disabilities. Disability is often blamed on misdeeds of ancestors, misdeeds of parents, in brackets, mainly mothers, close bracket, misdeeds of the person with disabilities, supernatural forces such as demons, spirits, witchcraft, or punishment or fate from God. Misconceptions about the cause of disabilities often result from cultural or religious beliefs. And also misconceptions about disability are often reinforced by ill-informed and insensitive media coverage that perpetrates negative views of disability. Global Disability Children and Young People's Charter. There are several commitments in the Global Disability Children and Young People's Charter, and this charter was developed by disabled children and young people during the Global Disability Summit held in London in 2018. The 12 commitments are Commitment 1, and these are asks for support in realising the rights of disabled children and young people. Commitment 1, inclusive education. Commitment 2, the participation and representation. Commitment 3, towards gender equality. Commitment 4, safeguarding against and ending all forms of abuse and harmful practices. Commitment 5, inclusive and accessible communities. Commitment 6, digital and technology. Commitment 7, economic empowerment and employment opportunities. Commitment 8, removing stigma and discrimination. Commitment 9, support and well-being. Commitment 10, humanitarian crisis. Commitment 11, legislation and policies. Commitment 12, data. All of these 12 commitments can also be found online and also are referred to in the course book. There is a more detail under each of those commitments and how yourselves can also get involved in supporting the charter and the implementation and realisation of the commitments asked by disabled children and young people that came together from across the globe. The Sustainable Development Goals 2030 Agenda and disabled children and young people, how it impacts them. SDG 1, No Poverty. A systematic review showed a strong link between childhood disability and poverty. SDG 2, Zero Hunger. Studies have shown that children with disabilities are more likely to experience malnutrition than children without disabilities. SDG 3, Good Health and Wellbeing. A large study by Plan International across 30 countries showed that children with disabilities were 5 to 10 times more likely to report a serious health condition, both related to their impairment as well as general illnesses, than children without disabilities. SDG 4, quality education. The study by Plan International also showed that children with disabilities were 5 to 10 times more likely to be excluded from school than children without disabilities. The COVID-19 Children and Young People with Disabilities Global Statement and Recommendations. Further details and links to the COVID-19 Children and Young People with Disabilities Global Statement and Recommendations is within the course book. There were 12 recommendations that had impacted and were raised by young people from across the globe about their concerns in terms of their rights and ensuring their rights were being protected in the following areas. That as follows. Recommendation 1 within their statement of recommendations was inclusive, accessible education and learning development. Recommendation 2 covers areas of health and social care. Recommendation 3 covered areas regarding accessible information. Recommendation 4 covered areas regarding social distancing, their support and their well-being. Recommendation 5 covered the importance of their participation and representation. Recommendation 6 covered key issues impacting on young women and girls with disabilities. Recommendation 7 covered concerns regarding safeguarding and protection from all forms of abuse and harmful practices. Recommendation 8 covered areas concerning economic empowerment and employment and the impact of the pandemic. Recommendation 9 covered the stigma and discrimination. Recommendation 10 covered independent living. Recommendation 11 covered legislation and policies. And recommendation 12 covered the importance of data. The role of disabled children and people in the human rights and disability movements. The power of youth advocates in the disability movement. Within the course book and within the video presentation, these are elaborated upon. And the examples that are given from 5 sources demonstrating youth advocates in the disability movement. And these are examples are from the Commonwealth Children Youth Disability Network, Empowering Youth with Disabilities in Rwanda, Making It Count, a project led by disabled young people with Leonard Cheshire, the European Disability Forum Youth Committee and their achievements, and Young People in the Disability Movement in Australia. Quote, advocacy is not just about getting to the table with a new set of interests. It's about changing the size and the configuration of the table to accommodate a whole new set of actors. Effective and meaningful disabled children and people's participation in society requires to ensure they are aware of their rights to express themselves, engage and participate in decision-making processes on matters that affect them and encouraging them to exercise their rights as active citizens to bring about positive social change. Enabling disabled children and young people as rights holders, social actors, advocates, to express their views and opinions, to be taken seriously and to be included in decisions, actions, planning at local, national, regional and international levels. Disabled children and young people's role in the disability movement is critical and will impact positively for the disability, youth and human rights movement whilst ensuring they can have a better future. During the live seminars, there were several activities for participants and questions were provided. This slide is brings together some of the areas that we discussed during the seminars, but also are vital in terms of areas to consider. And these are also covered within the course book with many other areas to also consider. Areas to consider on this PowerPoint is four areas. Number one, what are the key challenges in your country that are experienced by disabled children and young people? Number two, which of the commitments from the Global Disability Children and Young People's Charter can you support and advocate for? And what action will you take to make this possible? Number three, in your country, how are disabled youth involved in advocacy and in the disability rights movement? Number four, if you are a disabled young person, how are you being supported in disability rights advocacy and being included to participate and represent on issues that matter to you and your peers? You can get in contact with the Commonwealth Children and Youth Disability Network and find out further information about the work of the network, and also if you want to discuss this module and any other areas of work. We can be reached on Twitter at CCYD Network, all one word. And also you can reach us by email, ccydn@includeme2.org.uk. And that's, we'll spell that out. It's ccydn@includemetoo.org.uk. Thank you for listening to this audio PowerPoint presentation.